Blog Talk Radio.
Into the show today, folks. This is the Hill and Lot Show. It is February 1st, 2013. I'd say sorry about this morning. I rescheduled the show this morning about 6 o'clock a.m. and Blog Talk Radio was having problems with their computer system, and it's supposed to went through to change the time on it, and somehow the system got mixed up while I was gone and played it anyway, and I'd like to apologize for that. Blog Talk Radio has their own little system, and sometimes, as you know, man-made things has problems, and that's what happened today. So I thought I'd re-record the show to when I was actually here, where everybody can hear the lesson for today. The lesson for today is renewing your spirit. Renewing your spirit. Renewing your spirit is basically about when you are getting born again, like we was talking about the Holy Spirit yesterday. It's when we actually are tired of the way our lives are going, and we want a renewal of our spirit. We want to change things within ourselves. A lot of people think of renewing themselves like at New Year's, when everybody's wanting to set a New Year's resolution to change their habits. That's a renewal of their physical self. But the renewal of the spiritual self is when you're asking God to take over and do what He actually designed you to do, and designed your whole body to do, is to live through you. When you ask for that renewal, it's all the old fades out and all the new comes in. So that's renewal of your spirit. So that's what a little bit about renewal of the spirit is. But we're going to go straight to the daily word today. The daily word today says, "My world is at peace because I am at peace. My world is at peace because I am at peace." Your world is what is going on mentally and physically with you. And everything that is in your mind that you have put in there, and things that's going on in your life, is reflected on everything that you do. So if you're having a bad day, everything in your surroundings to you will be a bad day. All the people that's having a bad day, you will be attracting them to you, and you'll be seeing bad days everywhere. And basically, you'll be reflecting your bad day on other folks, and it'll be like a chain reaction. You know how that goes in the office sometimes, you know, or in your workplace, that one person is in a bad mood, and it throws everybody in a bad mood. So that's what that's really talking about. It's talking about, my world is at peace. Bring your world to peace. And because I'm at peace, my world's in peace. My world is at peace because I'm at peace. My world is at peace because I'm at peace. When you bring peace upon yourself, you bring peace into your world, and you actually spread peace around from you to other folks. So the whole world starts bringing peace in. Now, you might not do the whole world, but you will do your world, the people around you, the atmosphere around you. And that will reflect in other people, and their worlds will start changing. So the more you bring peace and bring spirit, divine spirit within you, Holy Spirit within you, you start seeing the change in you, and your whole surroundings will start, you'll start seeing changes in them. You'll start seeing things in people that you never saw before. You thought they were so bad, but they end up being real good. They just had something going on within them for them to act the way they were. So actually, it wasn't really them. It was the way you were looking at them. But when the peace comes within you and changes how you see things, then you see the true them, who they really are. So that's what we're all looking for. We're all looking for to see the way God sees people, not the way the world and way the devil sees people. We don't want to see the way the devil sees people, because he's at blame with everybody and everything he sees. He's at fault because he don't really like us anyway, because we're in God's favor. So when we want to see people, we want to see how the Father sees people. We want to see the love within them, see the part of the Father that's within them. So that's our whole name of the game. But when we find blame in everybody, we ain't seeing the way God's seeing. We're seeing how the other guy's seeing. Because as the Bible talks about, he don't really like you anyway. And he's going to find every blame because he's very jealous of you. So when you're finding jealousy and blame, he's working with you. And he's not working on your side, trust me. So bring peace into your world and bring peace into your surroundings. And invite the Holy Spirit in. And let God start working and changing to see how you see people. And get all that darkness out of you. And that's what the daily word is calling being about today. And what it's saying, it says, I set the responsibility to generate peace on earth by keeping myself in harmony. No matter how confused the outer circumstances may become, I do not allow them to disturb my inner sanctuary. I am the keeper of my thoughts, and my reaction to turmoil is one of calm assurance, like Christ. Be an example of Christ. Be calm assurance. When my mind is at peace, I'm receptive to inspiration of the Christ within, and I find a way out of every difficulty. My ability to meet circumstances with grace comes from my peace of mind. I do not imagine problems in my life. I visualize, I desire, and allow my thoughts to dwell on it in peace. The indwelling Christ shows me the way of peace, and I flow. The indwelling Christ, Holy Spirit, within me, shows me the peace, and I follow. I'm going to say this again. The indwelling Holy Spirit, the Christ, the part of Christ that you know, Christ himself put inside of you, shows me peace, and I follow. So you don't want to go with what the world is showing you, what the TV shows are showing you, what the newscast is showing you over and over, killings and stabbings and this and that. You don't want to go by that. You want to go by what the Holy Spirit, divine part of yourself is saying, is showing peace, peace. That's what you want to go. And trust me, the enemy wants you to see the TV. It wants you to see the pornography. It wants you to see that because it wants you to get your mind away from God, because he wants you. He wants you. He don't want you to see God, who you came from, the part of your body. He wants to take you off of that. The ego and all that wants to take you off of that. So we think you're getting pulled away from your divine self and all the things that you truly are. Get that channel changer and turn that off, or change the channel to something inspirational, because it's doing, you know, just doing good for you, and plus it's doing good for your family and doing good for everybody around you, because it brings peace within you. When you bring peace within you, you bring peace within your surroundings, and you share it with all your fellow brothers and sisters that's in this world. So that's kind of what the Daily Word is talking about today, too. And it says at the bottom, it says, listen to me, be silent, and I will teach you wisdom. Listen to me, be silent, and I will teach you wisdom. Job 33, verse 33. Listen to me, be silent, and I will teach you wisdom. So that's the Daily Word today. And I was wanting to go into John. I was going to go into John, verse 29. Jesus, the Lamb of God. It's going to talk about baptism today. The next day, John saw Jesus coming towards him and said, "Look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. This is one I meant when I said, a man who comes after me has surpassed me because he was before me. I myself did not know him, but the reason I come to baptize with water was that he might be revealed to Israel." Then John gave this testimony. "I saw the Spirit come down from heaven as a dove and remain on him. I would not have known him except that the one who sent me to baptize with water told me, 'The man on whom you see the Spirit come down and remain is he who will baptize with the Holy Spirit. I have seen and testify this is the Son of God.'" So he saw the Holy Spirit come down. He saw what they call the Kundalini awoken in him, where the Holy Spirit could dwell within him. The Holy Spirit could speak through Jesus. He's talking about the baptism of Jesus. And he saw that happen. That was a renewal of his spirit. Christ already had the part of God within him, but when he was baptized, it started his ministry. It enlightened him to an extreme position where he could do what he did. A lot of people, when they get enlightened, in many different ways, in many different levels. But he got enlightened in a very strong level, higher level than normal, so where he can be the Christed one. So when John baptized him, God told him, divine force told him, "This here is my son, I'm very pleased." And then he saw the dove come down. That's the baptism of Jesus, and that's the renewal of spirit. A lot of people talk about the renewal of spirit when they get baptized, because that's the symbolism of being cleansed, cleansing the soul, cleansing the body. That's a symbol symbolizing the cleansing of the spirit. So when you ask for Christ or God, whoever you see as God, Jesus or whatever, you ask him to come down and baptize you with the spirit. That's a renewal of your spirit. You're reconnected to your true self. So your old self is gone. It's decaying the old self. It's killing the old self. And the new self, the divine sonship, is coming up. That's when you start seeing things change. You see the pornography, the inner interest in pornography going. You see the interest in negativity going. You see the things that you watch on TV start changing because you have no interest. You're not interested in it anymore. It starts changing. Your mind starts changing how you see things. And that's one of the reasons you can kind of tell that you're changing, is seeing what you're interested in. If you're still interested in your old ways, you see it ain't a whole lot of changing going on. There's probably changing going on, but it's not to a great extent yet. There's still rooms in your mind and in your soul that needs to be collapsed, that the Holy Spirit's collapsing. And that's going on. So I was wanting to go into the Holy Spirit interpretation of the New Testament. This here's where the Holy Spirit goes and tells you the metaphysics of it and tells you in detail what, you know, the Bible is. Most of it's written in parables. There's a lot of parables in the Bible. And like Jesus said, well, I speak, you hear, but you don't understand. And he goes and tells what the parables mean. Now, the interpretation of the Holy Spirit book here, it tells you the parables. A lady named Regina Akers, which was one of my ministerial teachers, she had the Holy Spirit came upon her and helped her write this book, helped her understand the New Testament. She didn't rewrite the New Testament, but it helped her understand the New Testament in details, where she can help other people understand it. A lot of people have their own understandings of the Bible, and this here is just one of them. So when you read the Bible, it might be completely different how you understand it, but this here is a way that the Holy Spirit taught her to understand it. And I'm going to go to NTI, Timothy chapter 2. It says, pray for yourself. Pray that you may know only truth, and that blinds and distracts may be lifted, so that pure light that you are may be all that you see. This light which you are extends beyond the physical sight and compassion, all that and compresses all that you may see. All that is of light, and all this light is only truth to all that is. And then it says at the bottom, it says, rest within the light of all that is, and accept the light as yourself. So it's saying all that is, God has created, all has light within it. It has all light within it. But that's the one thing that they always say the enemy tries to keep us from seeing is the light. It wants to put the veil where we'll keep on thinking that we ain't light, that we ain't a part of God, and where we will get confused and not really go to where we need to go. That's why the reflection, that's when Christ came into the world, and he reflected the light, showed us what we was, and said, follow me, I will hold the light. I'm the light. I will hold the light where you can follow me, and I will show you to who you are, to show you rebirthing of your spirit, to remove the veil and see all the stuff that we think is darkness and all that is removed, and we see light. And when we see everything for what it really is, we see the light, it changes. It changes. It changes. That's one thing they say the enemy don't want us to do, see. It don't want us to see who we truly are. It wants us to see a dirty, sinful being. It wants us to keep seeing that. But when Christ comes within us and removes all these stains and all this stuff that our minds got us believing this, that's when things start changing. So that's one thing why, you know, Christ came down here. He came down here to be a leader, to show us, to die on the cross, to be able to open heaven up within inside of us, where we can see what's going on, where we could see what's going on, to open up us, to unite the divine light within us, where our heaven will turn on and everything around us will turn into heaven. A lot of people say, well, Jesus died on the cross to send us up to heaven, so when we would get saved, we would disappear and go to heaven. That don't happen. When you get saved, you're still on earth. But the thing of it is, when we get saved, we're supposed to enlighten up with inside of us. The Holy Spirit lightens you up. It opens up. It starts a new life for you. A lot of times it happens all of a sudden. Sometimes it may take a year. Depends on how much work he's got to do to reprogram your mind, how you think and how you see things. But it's a reprogramming thing going on there. And some people can't take a fast reprogramming because they can go crazy. I mean, it takes many things. When you redesign in somebody's mind, it takes many things to go through all the glitches and stuff to help them with that and show them that they are love. Somebody that's being, you know, caught down by drugs for like 15 years, it's hard to get them, get them rebooted and get them to know who they truly are, to get their minds changed to love. And I know God could do it all of a sudden, but that sudden jerk or a sudden change, they've got to grow into that. They got to grow into that. And when they grow into that, that's when they blossom into God's true divine son and daughter that they truly are. So you see some people, they have a automatic change in their life, and you see some people, it's a gradual change. So it affects many people in different ways, but that's a renewal of spirit too. It's a renewal of spirit. And that's one thing I was going to talk about today, is renewal of spirit. But I got about 7 minutes left here, and I want to have a healing prayer for everybody. We haven't had one in a while, and I want to do a healing prayer. And to all the people that's going to listen to this on the radio, and all the people that's going to listen to this on a podcast, I'd like everybody to open their hands or fold their hands, however they want to pray or meditate, just whatever you feel comfortable doing. I'd like y'all to do that now. And open yourselves up to divine source, up to Christ. I'm a Christian, so I'm going to say open up to Christ. And we're going to go ahead and start praying now. Divine Father, Lord Jesus, I ask you to come upon us this day. Ask for the Holy Spirit to come within us and reveal himself within us. And let us know who God truly is. Let us know that Christ is for us, not against us, but for us. And show us God's true love for who he really is, and to reveal to us who we truly are to him. Divine Father, in Jesus' name, I ask you to grant us all a healing today, whether it's a spiritual awakening or if it's a physical healing. I ask you to heal somebody's leg at this time. I feel somebody's legs is bothering them. Heal this person's leg. Heal the tendons, the bone, the muscles, the joints, all the things that's going on. I ask that to be done now. In Jesus' name, I thank you, Jesus, for this. I don't know whether somebody's got a headache or got some type of anxiety or something mentally going on. I ask all of this disease to be cursed out of their head at this time, the pain cursed out of their head in Jesus' name. Ask for the grace of God to fill them, fill their mind, their head, whatever's going on there, ask it to be filled in Jesus' name. I thank you, Father, for this. I thank you for your pure love that passes all understandings. I see somebody's got stomach issues. I ask the stomach issues to cease now in Jesus' name. I ask the acid reflex. I curse the acid reflex out of the stomach in Jesus' name. I ask for purification to go over the stomach in Jesus' name. I ask for the stomach tissue to repair itself in Jesus' name. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus, for repairing his stomach. I ask you to repair the large intestines, Lord Jesus. I see somebody's got problems within their intestines. I ask any cancerous cells to be removed in Jesus' name. I cast it out in Jesus' name. I cast the cancer cells out in Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord Jesus, for doing this. Divine Father, I ask you to heal all these stomach problems, all these issues. I ask all your grace to be sent to renew these people's bodies. Divine Father, I ask you to renew the small intestine too, to heal the small intestines, to bring the cells together, to renew their cells, to cleanse their cells out. I thank you in Jesus' name that this is happening now. I feel now that there's a great healing going on this radio show. I know there's a great healing going on. I feel this healing going on to many folks. There's somebody in a wheelchair. Their legs are being fixed now. There's grace going up their legs. And God is working on that now. In Jesus' name, thank you for blessing and healing their bones and their structures and their legs. In Jesus' name, thank you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you. I know it's done now. Their sinus problems are being resolved now. I curse out the sinus issues. I curse them out. Ask it to leave now. Ask the sinuses to drain and dry up and go back to normal. In Jesus' name, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for all these healings you're doing today. I thank you for renewing these people's spirits today. I thank you, Father. I ask y'all to just hold your hands out now and ask for the Holy Spirit to come. If any of y'all or want to accept Christ today, accept their divine selves to be open today, I ask you to put open your hands now. Say, Jesus, come within me now. I accept you as my Savior, my teacher. I can't take this no more. I've got so many problems in my life. I give this to you now in Jesus' name. I give this. I need you to come within my heart and sit on the seat of my heart and take this form and make it your own. I ask you to come running to me and sit within my heart. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. I ask you to take my sins and nail them to your cross and take them away from me and cleanse me. Give me the keys to heaven within myself and heaven to the spiritual realm. I thank you. And he says, you cry for my name, you cry for me, and I come running. So Jesus has come within you now. The Holy Spirit is being rested upon your soul. And he'll reveal himself to you. I know this. Thank you, Jesus, for this today. And I'd like to say thank you all for listening today. And I want to say thank you, Jesus, for all these healings, the Divine Father. I ask y'all to stay with these people listening to this show for the whole week. Just keep blessing them and healing their bodies. I thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. We're going to be back next week. I'll probably have a show next Thursday and one Saturday instead of Friday. I've got my grandfather. He's been in the hospital this weekend. He was put in Thursday, so I had to go to the hospital and be with him Friday, or today, I'll say. But keep him in your prayers, too, my grandfather Hemp. And I'll see y'all next week. And God bless every one of y'all. And we'll see you next week. And I hope this show really helped y'all today. Y'all have a great weekend. Y'all have a great day. Bye.